From the factory floor to the streets of the Haitian capital, these workers from an industrial park in Port-au-Prince are demanding a raise to the minimum wage. Fatil Joseph says he can barely survive on his income.
We take to the streets to protest and make our voices heard, especially with the international community, because we live in poverty. There is no government that thinks of us.
Many of these people work to make textiles and clothing that get sold at large-scale retailers in the U.S. and other countries. They say they are paid less than $5 a day for 9 hours of work. They're demanding the equivalent of 15. An inflation rate of around 20% in the country is a major concern. Workers say they spent half their salary to pay for transportation just to go to work.
We are launching the movement to demand the government listen to our voices so that it can adjust the minimum wage. We have made some steps and sent letters to them. They have never heard us.
The protest began last week, and on Thursday the police again used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the demonstration. Factory workers used burning tires to block the roads.
We're protesting peacefully with sticks. The police are abusing us. We do not consider them as police. We consider them as gangs.
Haiti is in the middle of a political and social crisis since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Gangs control large sectors of the capital, and violence and kidnappings are widespread. The country is also struggling to recover from a devastating 7.2 earthquake, which destroyed the southern tip of the peninsula, something the acting prime minister addressed at the donors' conference on Wednesday.
Haiti was not only hit by a natural shock, but it's also affected by others of human origin, which shows its vulnerability. Social and political movements and rising crime constitute the challenges we have to face.
As tensions in the Caribbean island run high, workers here say they will continue with their struggle for better wages. They say they haven't had a raise in more than 3 years and will continue protesting until the government meets their demands. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera.